Well, yes, first of all, let me just confirm that as a church, this is something that we have always welcomed, to partner with the government of the day on issues that will bring dignity to the people in Zambia. And definitely the issue of corruption has been an issue that we as church leaders have openly declared war against. Because we realize that the high levels of poverty in our country is as a result of the corruption, which takes away the much-needed resource from the social services of the ordinary poor people, and it goes in the pockets of a few individuals. We have identified over the years that indeed we as a church have a responsibility to ensure that we participate in ensuring that this corruption is curbed. However, our partnership with government should not be at any time construed to be complicity, because that's the problem we have in our nation, is that when you declare that you're going to partner with the government, immediately arrows start to be thrown at the church, thinking that the church has been compromised. But that is not our take on this one. What we are saying is that because we are all looking for the same goal, and the goal is to eliminate corruption amongst us, and the idea of working together, I think, is a way forward. So what we are saying, that you know, this corruption issue is holistic in nature in as far as the church is concerned. It's spiritual, it's social, it's economic, and it's physical in a view. And therefore, as much as it's our responsibility to preach accountability, transparency, honesty in our churches, on our pulpits, I think this effort must be matched with benchmarks from the government, who at the end of the day ought to put in place, you know, a frame that will complement the efforts of the church in bringing the word to the people in terms of changing the mindset on the issue of corruption.
Reverend Matale, I'm not cutting you short, but my question is, in this partnership, how can this partnership work to reduce graft in Zambia, especially when people accuse top leadership of not doing enough to root out corruption from the top that will trickle down to the very foundations of institutions in Zambia?
Yes, we as a church understand the importance of our role in terms of advocacy. And this advocacy work that we do, and we want to strengthen it, is to ensure that there's no magic that's going to happen in our country in terms of corruption, unless and until our government helps us, helps the nation, helps the church to strengthen those institutions that have been put in place in terms of allowing them to independently do their work. We have, for instance, ACC, Anti-Corruption Commission. That institution is very important in the role of curbing corruption, and the church is depending on such institutions to ensure that as much as we are doing our part in even, you know, articulating issues of corruption, they are taking it up and doing what is needful in those areas. We are also talking about curbing corruption, not only concentrating on the high-profile corruption. That is very important, that we who are the church leaders also believe and trust that corruption is also at lower levels, at lower ranks of government, and of course, you know, private enterprises. So we can work together with government in terms of rooting out this evil from our communities by putting in place programs as a church that will clearly articulate and bring awareness to the people the evils of corruption and the impact on their lives and on their poverty, and how they and us in the communities can work together in ensuring that we are vigilant about, you know, bringing forth those things that we see in our communities that are bordering on corruption. The church is very much ready to go that way in helping the communities and working together with the communities in ensuring that community leaders and indeed people in communities are aware and they're educated on what corruption is to begin with. That's the role of the church, because they're very close to their people, and the evil of corruption and what we can do together to work together to ensure that everybody fully understands the implications and complications of corruption in our society. And I believe that that way we will be partnering with the government. While they're doing their part, we are also working with the people at close range.
Now, Reverend, last but not the least, the president has challenged the church to step up and partner with his administration to fight against corruption in this country. In this instance that the president has made a vivid call on the church, what is the church's response to the president's call?
Our church's response is that at some point we need to dialogue with the government on how we can work together. Like I say, we must be very, very clear on our parameters for involvement in corruption, because just talking about it like we have done many times before, just calling for government to do something about it seems not to have helped us in the past. But I can, you know, say that what we might need to do is to table this issue around the table and to talk about it and to, you know, to clearly articulate together the benchmarks of who should do what, and that we should have regular meetings with governments in terms of where we are at with our different roads, but which really are, you know, are targeted towards the same goal. So you cannot rule out this. We cannot work in isolation. You know, we can't just simply be told to, you know, help the government unless there's some framework that we can work together with the government.